grinding needs, they'll give you a free estimate. Call 621-4847.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. 13 minutes now before the hour of 10 o'clock, and we are joined, new guests. We're going to have some new guests this morning. Val Zane with me, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Val, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Val?
You know, I'm fantastic. Everything's great.
What an exciting time.
Yay!
So it's fall, which is my favorite time.
I love fall as well.
I love fall. It's a good time. So I'm going to turn that mic up just a little bit so I can hear you a little better. Okay. We've been talking about Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
You have some they're like the lead people in this whole thing, right?
Yeah, these two are amazing.
Are you zombied out?
No, how could you possibly be zombied out?
Have you had lots of zombies around the...
So much zombieing all the time at the Wilson right now, yes.
What's the key to good zombieing?
Like, I thought it was in that groan, honestly, and like maybe a little leg drag. I will tell you, at auditions, I was trying to have a meeting in my office with somebody who was asking me all these questions about the Wilson, and in the background we kept hearing, I was like, zombie.
Zombie. So the groan or the leg drag?
Yeah, that's my thing, but I think these two are professionals, so yes. Like they would be able to answer the question better.
Let's talk to these two. So we have with us Bobby Trujillo.
Trujillo. Yes.
Bobby, how are you?
I'm well.
You're today. Barbara.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Talk to me about your theatrical experience. Talk to me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm actually from Colorado.
Where in Colorado?
Lakewood,
okay.
Which is like right off of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I started theater way back in middle school, on stage, off the stage, all the way through high school. And then I moved out here for college and found out community theater was a thing because I wasn't a theater major. And I've just kind of stuck with it since, bouncing around theaters in the Omaha and Southwest Iowa area.
So have you been in, are you a fan of horror movies?
Oh, absolutely. Probably my favorite genre.
Okay, so best horror movie of all time.
Fun fact, when our promoter asked this to put in our bios, it took me 3 to 5 business days to respond. So I landed
3 to 5 business days.
Yes.
Okay.
I watched them all the time.
Yeah.
I tied between Get Out and Smile, but honestly, any kind of psychological thriller.
You're in.
I'm in. I also just love the original Night of the Living Dead because it's the origin of zombies.
Yeah.
So I just love the origin of creatures.
Okay. Have you always wanted to be, have you been in other productions on stage, horror productions on stage?
I think the closest was I was in American Psycho last year, but usually I'm a musical theater kind of person.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right, cool. Are you looking forward to this one?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun.
Is it going to be fun?
Yes.
All right. We have with us, and you're Barbara.
Yes, I am Barbara.
You're Barbara.
Yes.
We have with us Jordan Corbin as well. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So have you been on stage before?
Yeah, this is my second production.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Originally from New York, and I don't know. I'm starting to love this stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah. New York, here we are in Southwest Iowa. And have you always been involved with theater? Where did the theater come from?
So, to be honest, originally I went to Manhattan New School, and that's in New York. The elementary school had Julia Fox in it. Colby Minifee, who's in The Boys.
Yeah.
And it also had, who is it? I forgot who else. It's obviously been years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't even lie to you. Growing up seeing Colby made me want to get back into, like, anything that I can do because over at M&S we would have, like, plays and stuff we would do.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm an adult now. Let me see if I can do this. And Big Beth went well, so now here I am.
So here you are.
Yeah.
What's your favorite horror movie?
So.
The same problem.
Did it take 3 to 5 business days?
3 to 5 business days. Unless you want me to, like, take another 3 to 5 business days, I'm going to just right now say Weapons, because I just saw it and it was incredible. But
wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen... I'm out of touch, Val.
I haven't seen Weapons yet, and I want to so bad.
Witches.
I need to.
That's all. Zombies are terrifying. Trust me, I know, because I'm a professional zombie killer. Right. I'm just saying, witches, man.
Did you see Zombieland with Woody Harrelson?
Oh, yes. You
kind of like had to watch this to prepare, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's like part of the preparation.
Multiple times.
Wow.
Multiple times. Woody Harrelson knows best.
Oh, my gosh. Well, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So what's the challenge? Night of the Living... I think most people, if you haven't seen it, you for sure heard of Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's like well, like Bobby said, kind of the original, like, you know, horror movie, right? And one of the first
horror cinema.
I got to tell you, I think I maybe told you this, Val.
Maybe.
The very first movie I ever watched on VHS.
Yes, yes, yes.
Was Night of the Living Dead. And it was a big deal. We went over to my cousin's house. We rented this movie and we watched it on VHS.
Yes.
Very first one ever.
That's awesome.
So that's my story. So what? So tell me about it. So, I mean, it's iconic, right?
Yeah.
Does that make you nervous or does that add to it? Or what do you? How do you do?
I think the weight of the character comes in trying to create a personality behind it, because just to be honest with you, with Macbeth and the iambic pentameter or whatever you call that, all of that, no, it's like more so you're not adding a personality to it, you're just kind of like going through the motions of the words so that way you can get it out and make it make sense. But here you're adding a personality to this character that is so iconic, because it's one of the, actually it is the first black lead character in a film.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to actually give it weight. I've been trying to, it's not easy getting these lines, but I'm trying my best, you know, so that's where it's hard. It's like, the pressure comes from just the idea of trying to do the character right.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's my own iteration of them, you know, I just want to do it right.
Well, you're Ben.
Yeah.
The central character in this production, right? No pressure. No pressure. Yeah. But the central character in this whole production. Yeah. When you saw it come across, were you like, I am doing that?
I told myself that I could enough that I had to tap into a more aggressive side for the role. So I guess, the confidence kind of came in the idea that I'm like, zombies.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be, again, I wanted to be like Woody Harrelson, but don't we all?
Yes.
I just have too much hair, unfortunately.
Hey, I'm not sympathetic to that. So a guy like me, I'm not gonna. So how about you, Bobby? So how, when you saw this, were you like on, like, I'm on, I'm in, I am doing this? Or how did, tell me about your process.
So I was originally hired on as the sound designer, and I went to all of the production meetings. I knew very little about it at the time, but then my best friend, who is our costumer and promoter, she was like, I really wish you were auditioning because I feel like you would kill it as Barbara. And I was like, well, don't say that to me because now I want to audition. And so we watched the movie, we read the script, and I was like, I think you're kind of right. And so I fell in love with her because it makes me laugh how she is just, she's a cool girl. She's high to the Beatles mania in fashion. And watches her brother die, has a little bit of a mental breakdown, and then just chills for a while. And that's what makes it so hard for me, is I have to convey all of these emotions and interact with the scenery without saying a single word for like four scenes. I don't leave the stage. But I fell in love with the fact that the original actress was able to do so much with so little.
Yeah. So you don't get to talk for a while.
I don't. I have a whole monologue, and then I just chill.
Then you're out.
And then I'm out.
Okay. So the production overall, top to bottom, how many people are in the production between zombies and cast and crew?
Oh, over 40. Over 40.
A lot of people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've been
tickets on sale?
Tickets are on sale now. Yes.
So make sure you get your ticket.
Yep. Go to wilsonartcenter.org or give us a call, 712-623-3183. They're only $20, you guys. Come to the show. Get a little scared. You might get jump scared.
So with that, ages, yes. Appropriate ages for this or what?
I'm going 16 and over, you know, with a parent, you know, like it's because it's scary. Some families are like totally all in on the scary, but it is really scary. I'm not quite old enough yet myself to really to watch it without a parent. So I'm going to bring my mom.
You need someone there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But good. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's maybe like 16 and up.
Yeah. Even the cast and crew, they have to be 16 and up in order to be in the show. Yeah. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's very scary. Yeah.
So how long have you guys been working on this now? Couple months.
When did we start rehearsals? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like, it's been late July, early August.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple months.
Is it hard to get in character? I mean, at this point you're pretty much dialed in, right?
Yeah.
But that whole process of getting in character, understanding the character.
Yeah. I'd say it's been a process just because it's like with it being, it's a lot different than Macbeth in terms of the language that they use, but it is still a lot of older language. Like, just to throw a line out there, it's like, this ain't no summer or summer picnic or whatever.
This ain't no Sunday school picnic.
Sunday school picnic, yeah. So it's like, yeah, Sunday school picnic.
It's like, I've never heard somebody say that in real life. Yeah,
but it's fun, though.
They weren't around in the 80s.
I know.
Yeah, you know, we got, I got you.
Young guys.
I get it.
Yeah. You know?
I was like, I think I know what you're trying to convey.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh. So it's not much, not your typical language. That, yeah. I would use that, I think.
But it now. Anyway. I'm going to use it all the time now. Like, yeah. You know.
What's the most fun of getting ready for this? What's been the most enjoyable part, Bobby?
I'm not a part of it, but I've been able to help choreograph all the fight scenes. I don't have any fight scenes necessarily, but one of my best friends, Zach. Spencer is our fight coordinator because he used to do professional wrestling and graduated from a wrestling class. I don't know what the proper term is. Sorry, Zach. but we live together as well. We're roommates. And so at home, we're just testing things and planning things out. And so being able to help choreograph all these fight scenes and all these more physical scenes, like Jordan slaps me at one point and he was really scared. He was like, I don't want to hurt you. I was like, well, don't mess up and you won't hurt me.
Has that been a challenge to learn how to, I mean, to do it, right? You don't want to.
Yeah. No, literally. I mean, like, Bobby is not a very, like, I'm not a big person. You know, I don't want to, like, I don't, you know. And then, but I will say I enjoy beating up Harry.
Yeah. He's so that's infuriating. Yeah. And then that first punch lands and it's like, thank you.
Yeah. Just the character. Not the actor, just the character.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, like, the process in and of itself, trying to get the movement down. And also, like, you know, just I'm a what people would call a bull in a china shop. So
yeah.
I'm breaking stuff, dropping stuff, and just trying to not trip into somebody and bust them up. So
I called you more of a golden retriever with zoomies. He's just so excited to be here.
Yeah.
And so we would be like, no, focus.
Yeah, exactly, all the time. So, yeah.
All right, I like it. It's going to be fun, though, right? About how long is it? Couple hour, hour and a half, couple hours?
The original show time is about an hour and a half, but mm-hmm. we did throw an intermission in there, so it's about hour and a half, hour 45.
Okay.
It's not long at all.
So, tickets available for all the performances?
Tickets available for all of the performances. It opens on the 17th of this month, which is a Friday, 7:30, and then it's just one weekend, so the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Tickets are $20, like I said. Can't beat that.
That can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
$20 across the board.
Across the board.
And
thanks to our sponsors.
Who are
Brian Baines at Edward Jones here in Red Oak and the Madness Haunted House in Council Bluffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our first haunted house sponsor.
How about that?
I know, it's perfect, right? A little
way,
on the nose.
The best way to get tickets.
Oh, stop by the Wilson, obviously. Yeah. See me and Candy.
That's our
favorite. We'll give you a tour. We'll hang out with you. That'll be fun.
Right.
You could also call us if you don't have time to stop by. 712-623-3183 or go to our website because tickets are online. You could buy them in the middle of the night if you want. WilsonArtCenter.org.
So get your ticket. This is going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be super scary.
Yeah.
But also really fun because it's like when they were talking about like the choreography, I got to watch some of that. And in videos, I got to watch Bobby get dragged across the floor, which is very cool.
Oh, I watched the Smash clip that Shelby made recently, and I get thrown to the ground. And I was like, oh my God, I get thrown to the ground. Yeah. Like, is she okay? That's me.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
I hope she's okay. What's it like the secret to a good fight scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Jordan, what's killing a zombie?
You got to go for the head, dude. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you like always killing zombies like in your spare time now? Like just walking around like
all the time.
Yeah, like always be killing.
Like, hey, I work at a bar, so I'm
always ready.
Oh, that makes that checks out.
That's the general consensus. I'm handling zombies. I've been zombie killing since I was 18. You feel me? So
that's why we're here in Iowa,
you know. That's the idea.
The zombie population is just getting too high.
It's getting too
here.
Crazy.
Yeah, for sure. You got to keep it under control. Yes.
I love it. Now, this is going to be a good one.
It's going to be
this
so fun.
This is going to be good.
So much fun.
This is going to be. And again, not that we're old, Val.
No, you are, but I'm not.
I'm
right, yes.
People will remember Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
It's so good.
And then it's literally something that everybody has heard of. It's
absolutely
iconic. It's I don't know if it started the genre, but it certainly was at the very beginning of the whole genre.
It's very much acknowledged with being one of the movies that just changed horror cinema, because it was one of the first movies to ever include gore and violence to the degree that it did. And plus, people had never heard of zombies before, so now it's this whole new irrational fear that people have. But it's also one of the highest grossing movies of all time, because they originally had a budget of $100,000, and then they decided to blow some stuff up and went to $125,000. And they made $30 million worldwide. Or,
off of $125,000.
Yeah, I can't remember what the numbers are. I literally just talked about it with my mom yesterday. But it was over like 200% profit.
Our budget's not quite that high.
Yeah. I know. Okay. You're going to be a little disappointed.
I will tell you that when the director, Tracy Rhodes, who was amazing, she directed Prancer back last Christmas.
She was also...
The Krabby Krab in Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Yeah, the crab. She's a little crabby. She pitched this to me last year, and I was like, oh, because she's like doing it in this whole like black and white like situation. Yeah. Just the blood is red. So it's very artistic in addition to the scary horror, you know?
And
If I may, what's so important to that is this movie unintentionally became such a huge staple to the civil rights era.
Yes.
Because like Jordan said, Dwayne Jones was the first black lead in this type of film that was for a character that wasn't necessarily supposed to be a specific race. And so unintentionally, George Romero created such a civil rights staple for the time. And so when we have half of our cast in black and white and half of our cast in color, like all of the dead are in color, it's truly just paying homage to George Romero in this divide. And if we had all just listened to Ben, maybe we could have survived. And it's just a beautiful commentary when you really think past just these zombies do be scary.
Just to add as well, I also think it's really cool that the film originally was consciously, it was a conscious choice to make it black and white, because color films were starting to become a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was based on the fact that it created the atmosphere that it did of the, you know, like the black and white anxiety and stuff like that. I will say, with all the zombie films that I've seen, rewatching this old film when I first did,
it's scary.
It was actually like, dang. You know, like just to create that atmosphere with so little.
Yeah.
It just, that's, you know.
Well, you watch a modern movie.
Yeah.
And all of the effects and the CGI, it's just unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
And then you go back to
and
this.
And it's just some eyeshadow smudge.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
really get a makeup wipe. You're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's almost what that, like, the fact that, and that's one of the reasons why I like horror so much. Like, an example is just anything Cronenberg-esque.
Yes.
You know? It's just, like, a lot of it is not a bunch of, it's just props as opposed to CGI.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much effort put in kind of creating this environment. And I think, again, as you were saying, with the way that it's set up in terms of, like, the grayscale characters as opposed to the main characters, you know, having some color, I just think it's really cool, that homage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
and
love that.
What really makes it stand out as well is that the cast and crew of the original movie contributed in the same way that our show does. Like, we have plenty cast members that help out. Like, obviously I help out, Zach helps out, and all my other friends help out. But the cast members of the original Night of the Living Dead, I believe it was the actors for Harry and Helen, also did makeup and helped with different sound aspects.
Oh,
so the cast also did help out creating the movie.
Bobby knows everything about this.
Bobby knows everything about everything.
My best.
One more time, I want to make sure that people know how they can get their tickets, Val.
Yes.
And get your tickets and go watch a great production.
Get your tickets. You can go to wilsonartcenter.org and buy them online, or call 712-623-3183, or stop by the Wilson at 300 Commerce Drive and, you know, visit me and Candy.
Yeah.
Be great. I have to say this warning. If you haven't already caught on to this, there will be gore. There will be graphic violence. There will be fake blood. Hopefully no real blood. There will be strobe lights and also loud noises and haze.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you don't like those things, well, I'm sorry. This is not for you.
16 and older, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. You guys going to hang out with us for a minute here?
I would love to.
Yeah, hang out. So, all right. So, Val, let's talk a couple of other things that we want to know that's going on you have some events for Halloween that are coming up.
Yes.
Family friendly events.
Family friendly.
Yes.
So, yes.
No gore.
No gore.
No zombies.
Hopefully no gore. Okay. No gore. Yeah. We have two family friendly events coming up on Saturday, the 25th of this month. First, we have our family friendly Halloween party from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Mm-hmm. It's $15 for adults, $10 for kids. This one is directed by Laura Laprelle, who does a lot of our children's things.
Love her.
Yeah. Absolutely love Laura. She will be doing all sorts of like cookie designing and crafts, and like it's just gonna be like your good old fashioned. I mean, maybe there'll be apple bobbing. I don't know. Like fun family stuff. You don't have to have kids to come to this. I'm gonna be going there. My kid probably won't come. Okay, she'll be doing something else on a Saturday.
Yep.
However, later that night, my kid will be there at the karaoke night. So we have family friendly karaoke. Jason Beam is running that from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. $10 for adults and $5 for kids.
Okay.
Both of these are available online at wilsonartcenter.org, or you can give us a call, 712-623-3183. Both of these need to be registered in advance, okay?
Yes.
Because they're both going to fill up, especially that early morning one. We're doing it in the rehearsal hall. Mm-hmm. Probably maxes out at about 40 people, okay?
So sign up.
Sign up, yes.
How do I do that online?
Yeah, go online or call us. You do whatever you want. Come over, visit us. We
live
got you.
Life.
All right.
Yeah, live your life.
I hope I hear the Pokemon theme song at least one time from somebody. If not, I'll be there to do it.
You're going to be yay. Look at that. Look at that.
There you go.
Cast and crew members from this show, these famous people beside me, are going to be at karaoke. Awesome.
I love it. So we have other productions that are coming up, Val.
Oh, yes. First off, we have auditions coming up, right? We have auditions for Dear Jack, Dear Louise. That show is in the spring.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful show. Yes. The auditions are on October 26th and 27th. Larry Brandstetter is directing that show. It is a beautiful love story, basically set in World War II. During the war, these two individuals meet via letter, okay? Like actual letter, not emails, you guys, okay?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I had a pen pal.
Yeah. I had a pen pal.
Actually, same here. There we go. I can relate.
Pen pal?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Too old. Okay. Too old. Or too young. Yeah. What?
Yes.
This is the actual story of how Ken Ludwig's parents met. Okay. So he wouldn't have been here to create this show had his parents not met this way.
Oh, wow.
His mom was living in New York and his dad was, I believe, living in Denver. And they met via love letter again. And they basically only communicated via letter throughout the war. And it looked like they were never going to meet. And I won't ruin the ending, but it's very romantic, you guys.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, like, no horror, no gore.
Yeah.
But still, awesome.
It's a good show.
It's great in a different kind of way. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And also, we have auditions coming up for Gooniburg Green, another no gore. This is children's theater. Uh-huh. Probably no gore. Okay. So this one is on Monday, November 3rd. This one is directed by Laura Laprelle. We're looking for approximately 30 kids ages 8 through 18.
Wow.
So this one is entirely by kids for kids.
Oh,
so
cool.
Like while we'll have adults helping them along the way, like helping them with building sets and like painting sets and doing lighting and sound. I believe you're doing sound.
I am indeed doing sound.
Yes.
You will also have potentially a child between 8 and 18 beside you saying, hey, how do you do sound? Right? So like it's all about like we're trying to expand our children's theater department.
Yep.
Really get the kids in there. They come to our camps over the summer and they just like love not only being on stage but learning all the behind the scenes stuff. This is going to be their opportunity to really do that.
Okay.
So it's a play. Send your kids, you know, obviously with parental permission, but like come.
Go on. Go
know,
have fun.
You know, you can trust us with them. We're going to teach them a lot of stuff.
You're building a love for the theater.
Yes.
Top to bottom.
Absolutely.
Very cool. All right. So that's November 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. The wreath raffle. I said it correctly.
Yes.
Wreath raffle.
In honor of the Monday Club who disbanded last year, mm-hmm. we are taking over the annual holiday wreath raffle at the Wilson. All proceeds will support the Wilson Scholarship Fund, which helps kids do all of the things at the Wilson. Piano lessons, drum lessons, voice lessons, all the camps. So it just basically is for a really great cause. You can come out to the Wilson starting on November 1st and buy tickets to the wreath raffle. Or... or
you've
I should
practicing
say
practicing that.
You've
been practicing.
I can see the concentration.
I'm trying, I'm trying not to bite off my tongue, you guys. Wreath raffle. Yeah. So, but what we're really looking for right now, between now and November 1st, is people to donate wreaths.
Uh-huh.
What would be really good is to have a Night of the Living Dead wreath. Don't you think so?
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I got you. Really, my best friend Shelby is such a crafter.
She got this.
There you go.
I will make you a wreath if I remember.
The more, I will remind you, the more wreaths, I'll put it in the rehearsal report. The more wreaths we get, the more money we can raise for kids to go to all these programs.
Yes.
So we're looking for organizations and individuals. Melanie donated the most beautiful wreath this morning.
Yeah.
I am absolutely going to buy tickets for that one because I want to win it.
Yeah, we had to put it in
here. I would have hooked it up.
Yeah.
So, yes, the wreath raffle.
That's a good thing, and it's a fundraiser, so be generous. Yes. There you go. Okay, this is a huge... This is a huge event.
Okay.
The Rock for Vets.
All right.
Do you,
These guys, this is my favorite event of the year.
I've seen the ads. I'm here for it.
Val scooted away as she said that. So.
I mean, I love your show as well. Believe me, every show in the season I love because I, you know, chose them. But like, they're my babies. But the Rock for Vets, not only is my birthday Veterans Day.
Really?
Yes,
I
it
did
is.
Not know that.
But Rock for Vets is just such a great cause. You know, Rick Hilliard puts all of his blood, sweat, and tears into this event every year. This is our fourth year doing this. We raise money for local vet societies. And really, it's just a full-on party. This show goes until it stops. And usually it's when the last person leaves. Everyone's like, how long is the show going to be? I'm like, I don't know, last year, 4 hours. Yeah. You know, so it is just a rock-out jam session. All the guys and gals from the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame come out and just jam out on stage. It is like everything. They sang Purple Rain to me last year, and it was I lived for it. Okay, for my
Your
birthday.
Your knees went weak.
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know, Prince all the way. But, you know, so, yeah, this one is $30. Dan Krausel, you know Dan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He'll be our host. We'll be doing auctions, giveaways, all sorts of things to raise money for the local vets.
Yay.
This one is sponsored by Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank and Hallmark Gold Crown Store.
You betcha.
And
ready
yeah,
with the water bottles.
Well, so, I drink these water bottles all the time. They're beautiful, don't you think?
They're actually
one of those t-shirts.
I will give you one of these. Candy made this.
I love it.
Yeah, Candy made this.
I just
this.
Noticed
gorgeous.
That.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Before
okay.
Thank you,
started,
Candy.
I was only making a joke how one of my friends was like, I want to come see your show. What's the link? And me and my boyfriend were wearing our shirts. And we were like, oh, did he go? And we like held up the QR code and he bought tickets right in front of us.
I love it.
And I was like, oh, the pressure's on now.
Like, we love a good QR code. This past summer, we put QR codes on like the back of our campers t-shirts. And like people were just like scanning the back. So,
just
like,
out of curiosity. Yeah. And then you're like, oh.
Oh, neat.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. So,
I like it.
So yeah, Rock for Vets. You know, tickets are on sale now.
That will sell out.
It sells out every year, yeah.
So go get your ticket
and
have fun.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And then come early. Doors open early so you can buy tickets for all of the raffles. Like, there are so many raffles. The entire community gets behind this event and, like, donates all sorts of stuff. I won a pie last year. Delicious. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I even shared it. Yeah.
One of the-
you say that like
that's
it's
impressive.
So shocking.
Right? I mean, if you know me, you know it is impressive.
Relatable.
The Stanton School. Now, last year they had Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, they did.
This year they're going to do the Sound of Music.
They're doing the Sound of Music.
And they're going to do everything, right?
They do everything. The kids do the behind the scenes and like on stage elements. Leland Lance is directing that. Absolutely amazing. Leland is just... He's an everything director. Yeah.
He's a good one. Yeah.
He is so good with kids and then just everything, you know, like he comes over to the Wilson and like helps us build sets and paint sets and just, I mean, calls me all the time to just like offer his help, which is just, I mean, we're community theater, right? Like we need help. We always need help.
Yes.
So Leland is amazing. This show is November 13th and 14th. So like just following up after Rock for Vets, we jump right into the Sound of Music. And they're going to be building their set at the Wilson and doing all of the things. You have to come to this show because, again, it's all kids. Adults are $10. Kids are only $5.
Do I buy those online as well?
Yes.
Or at the theater? Can you? What about school? Can you get it at Stanton?
Stanton will direct you
gotcha.
To us.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So you can call 712-623-3183 or stop by the Wilson and say hi to me and Candy. We'll give you a tour. Even if you've already had one, we'll give it to you again.
Yes.
You'll love it every time.
Yeah.
And or just go online to wilsonartcenter.org. It's super easy to buy tickets online.
Can I gas y'all up real quick?
Yeah.
Yes. So I just want to also say I really appreciate just like the feeling of community that comes from the Wilson in general.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not used to small towns, and I've always been a little afraid of going to small towns. But the energy of like just... like the Wilson, for me, especially walking in, it's so beautiful and the people are so sweet. And it just, like, it feels like a safe space. So I just, I really appreciate that.
That's cool.
One of my favorite things is walking up and Val's just in the back of the office and she just goes, like, waves to me really big from the back. Energy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she waved.
That's cool.
Wave over my big monitor.
It's so sweet.
I like it.
That means a lot to me, you guys. Absolutely. Like, we really, that's what the Wilson is all about.
Yeah, I feel it. I definitely feel it.
Thank you.
Cool place.
It's such
don't
a
cry.
Cool place. I almost did. I really did. I got like the shivers when you were talking, and I'm like, I'm gonna cry. But look, I didn't.
You didn't.
I'm gonna say wreath raffle again. Okay, that makes me get you centered.
The pressure.
One more item. If we wanted to learn a little about science.
Science is so much fun, you guys.
I'm so excited.
It's fun believable is what it is.
It is fun believable. Yes. Yeah. Professor Wow, who's amazing. He is absolutely a wow. His fun believable science show is coming to the Wilson Sunday, November 23rd at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, $20 in advance or $25 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually think there's going to probably be tickets available at the door on this one because it's selling out pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Thanksgiving week. And like, you know, at the end of that Thanksgiving, after you eat all your turkey and do all your watching of the parades or whatever you football, I don't know, people football, right?
Yeah.
you know, that week. After that, you know, you're like, my kids are bored on like the weekend. You know, like, what can we do aside from shopping, which is also fun?
Yeah.
Come to the Wilson. Okay. Come see the fun, believable science show. He's gonna be like blowing stuff up. He has this crazy like foam monster that he builds.
Oh.
There's just, I don't want to ruin everything, but like we have quite a few like videos circulating now, and you can see some of the things that Professor Wow is gonna do on stage. It is really
cool.
Amazing.
Very cool. You can go to wilsonartcenter.org.
Yes.
You can find all of the information there.
Absolutely.
You can purchase your tickets there.
Yes.
You can stop down to see Val or Candy at the
Please do.
Yeah, at the facility.
Yes, at the facility, yes.
Yes.
What are your hours? When will you be?
Our hours are crazy.
They don't have regular hours.
We like to say they vary because we're there a lot, you know, like, but typically...
That was a genuine question for me, by the way.
Typically, like, 9 to 5, but Candy and I are accessible, like, 24 hours because when you call the Wilson, it calls our cell phones.
Oh.
So, like, sometimes I'm, like, not at the Wilson. I'm, like, you know... At the zoo. I don't know.
Yeah.
The grind never stops.
Yeah. And like, I will still answer and help you book tickets. I can do that from my phone.
Love it.
But yeah, like anytime. But we're there a lot in the evenings and on weekends. So like, and it's just Candy and I are the only two full-time employees of the Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So our office hours vary, you know.
The Batman of Wilson.
There you go. Absolutely. The first thing you need to do though is hop online or stop down.
Yes.
Hop online and get your tickets to Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, please do that. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Corbin with us this morning, and we have with us as well Bobby Trujillo.
Yeah.
And Bobby Trujillo with us. It's Ben and Barbara.
Correct.
Ben and Barbara in this upcoming production. Very nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
It's super cool to visit with you, and I'm looking forward to it. So,
yay.
Me too.
Thanks for bringing them out.
I better see you in the front row.
Love it. So, anything else we need to touch on?
You know, we're still accepting students for piano and voice and drums. So both Tara Marzen and Becky Neff are over at the Wilson. We have a few slots left, you know. So whether you're young or old,
you can make it work, you know.
So come over to the Wilson, do lessons. Yeah, we're just gearing up for all of our future shows. We still have season passes on sale. They're reduced now since we skipped two shows.
Yes.
So for $225, you can get the rest of the 12 shows in the season. We have a lot of things going on. We have 4 packs still available. You can get four... I wouldn't necessarily use this for Night of the Living Dead because the tickets are $20, but like a lot of our shows in the season are a lot more than $20. So if you buy a 4-pack for $100, no matter what the cost of the show is, you can use that 4-pack. You can use it for 4 people to come to one show, or you can buy 4 tickets to different shows, however you want to split up the math, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great deal. Do that. Come visit us if you want to, you know, donate your time and energy to the Wilson. I'm sure we would love to have you at Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
If you want to dress up like a zombie, like I'm planning to, I'm going to get the Goo Crew, which is our makeup artists, you know.
They're both phenomenal.
They are phenomenal. I'm hoping to zombie out a little bit, maybe get a good scar going, you know, you know, so that when I do my welcome, I can be a little gross.
They've been doing so much experimentation. So every single zombie, Shelby actually worked with every zombie individually to figure out how they died, how they wanted to look, how they reanimate, like their backstory. So every zombie has their own personal backstory if you talk to them after the show. And how Shelby has costumed them, how Deb and Floyd have done makeup on them. They're all... according to what the actor wanted and worked with their story.
Wow.
So
like
I love
one
that
person
so much.
Has a burned face, one person is like kind of muddy, like everyone has their own story.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Very it's a cool. lot of effort put in.
That is absolutely. So cool. Yes.
All right. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Yes, sir, Jordan.
Can I do one quick shout out?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Shock. Real quick. Shout out to Tiny House and shout out to Nifty Bar. Love you guys. Love everybody up in there. Come through, hang out sometime.
Okay, and shout out to Edward Jones in Red Oak.
Yeah.
Brian Baines.
Shout out to my mom, who I know is listening.
Mama, I love you.
And if you like the scary, go to the Madness Haunted House.
Thank you guys so much. Nice to meet you all. Thank you, Val.
Thank
for bringing
you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
You guys, best of luck. Have fun.
Thank
Make
you.
It a good one.
Thank you.
There you go. Wilson Performing Arts Center, Night of the Living Dead is October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets and go and enjoy.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Atlantic, KOAK-8.